The shooting at Fort Hood has raised questions about the experience of Muslims who serve in the military. For more, we turn to Rafael Lantigua. He's a lieutenant in the Army National Guard, and he's a Muslim chaplain candidate. He joined the military in 1994 and has served three tours of duty overseas. He joins us now from a mosque in Austin, Texas. Lieutenant, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be here with you.
Lieutenant, I'm curious about your reaction to the shootings at Fort Hood, specifically when you heard the name of the shooting suspect.
Well, my first reaction was I was awestruck by the incident in and of itself. I was hoping that it would not be someone affiliated with the Muslim faith. But at that very moment, that was my first thought, was my first reaction.
Mm-hmm. And as you learned more and realized that it was someone who was a practicing Muslim?
You know, my conclusion or my assumption was this is obviously someone who is not familiar with the teachings of the religion. I mean, going to the mosque or dressing a certain way does not necessarily mean that you understand the teachings of the faith.
An aunt of the alleged shooter, Major Hassan, told the Washington Post that he had faced name-calling, a certain amount of harassment about his Muslim faith for years after the September 11th attack. She alleged that he was called a sand jockey and other names. Does that surprise you?
Not really, because there always are going to be individuals that within a large organization such as the military that will say derogatory comments. But see, what we have in the military we have regulations and processes in place to address those incidences. So that if those things did take place, there were courses of action, various ones that he could have taken, whether it be through his chain of command, whether it could have been an EEO complaint, MEO complaint. So there are various avenues he could have taken to address those issues, and they could have been addressed accordingly. So,
yeah, have you ever faced this kind of thing yourself?
Oh, yes. And the vast majority of them have been due to just ignorance on the part of the individuals. But once we sit down and have a conversation and say, look, you know, this is what we as Muslims believe and this is what Islam teaches, and once those bridges are built, those concerns or suspicions or stereotypes or what have you, they go away. So ignorance is a key component as to why we have the misunderstandings that we have, not just on the part of Americans, but also on the part of Muslims.
You know, I spent some time on the web this afternoon, and there are dozens of postings on the web where people are expressing all kinds of views, several people saying that Muslims at this point should not be allowed to serve in the military. How do you counter that kind of thinking?
The reality is, we combat fears with knowledge. And Muslims have been, firstly, Muslims have been a part of the American society since slavery. And that's a well-known fact. I mean, many of the slaves that came over were Muslims. Additionally, Muslims have been serving in the armed forces since the Revolutionary War. We have Muslims that are buried at Arlington Seminary. We have Muslims that have fought and died in Iraq and in Afghanistan and continue to serve honorably. You can't allow 1% to say they represent the other 99%.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Rafael Lantigua is a lieutenant in the Army National Guard, and he is also a Muslim chaplain candidate.